Okay, we're now joined by the driver of the number 19 and the 2025 owner champion for the NASCAR Xfinity Series, and that's Eric Almirola. If you have a question for Eric, please raise your hand. We'll get your mic. We'll start up here to Jonathan, then go to Dustin.
Jonathan Field, the Racing Experts, right over here, Eric. Remember in Vegas, you said this would be the biggest accomplishment of your career. You done it. How's it feel?
It feels amazing. I'm a little bit emotionally drained at the moment. Just such an awesome moment for me to be able to do that for Coach and Joe Gibbs Racing. Tonight is not about Eric Almirola. I just happened to be the guy, right, that was driving the race car, but we won the owner's championship. So this will go down in history as Joe Gibbs Racing 2025 Xfinity Owner Championship, not Eric Almirola. And I am so grateful to be a part of that and to deliver that to Joe Gibbs Racing. And just the way this year went, right, and the way it turned out, having Young Life on the car, obviously that ministry meaning a lot to the Gibbs family, to J.D. Gibbs, to have J.D.'s name on the car. We had Coy's name on the car tonight. It was just special. I'm just so grateful. And this is an amazing opportunity for me to be able to say thank you to Coach and the Gibbs family for what they've done for me in my life. Because at 19 years old, I was debating on whether or not I was going to continue to keep racing. I was spending a lot of my family's money. And the alternative was to get my engineering degree. And if I didn't get my engineering degree, the alternative was to work at my grandfather's body shop, working 60 hours a week, eating Bondo dust, right? And JD gave me an opportunity as a 19-year-old kid to become a professional race car driver, to get a paycheck to drive a race car. And I'm just so grateful that I got that opportunity, and that 22 years later, I was able to win a championship for Joe Gibbs Racing. Not for me, but for Joe Gibbs Racing. It's just really special.
Did you and Coach get to have a pretty good talk after the race?
We did. It's really cool. He called me 2 years ago when I was walking away from Cup Racing, and he said, "Hey, I think I got something you might be interested in. It'd be fun for both of us. I'd like for you to come back to Joe Gibbs Racing and finish your career here, and it would mean a lot to me and our family." And so what better way to say thank you than to deliver, right? And last year, I left here sad. I came up one spot short to Allgaier to do that, and had no idea when I left here that this year was even on the radar. This all came together 3 weeks before Daytona. And then I wasn't even still supposed to race at the end of the season, right? I won Bristol and it was like, oh boy, like we might have a shot at this. And then leading into Vegas, we sat down and talked, and it was like, hey, we need to seriously consider going to race for the owner's championship. I think we can do it. We went to Vegas, we won. Obviously put us in position to come here and have a chance to race for it again. And Justin Bonsignor was so gracious to give up Martinsville and the race here so that I could drive the 19 car. And just really grateful to Justin for doing that. But to answer your question, yeah, Coach and I shared a moment, and I shared a moment with Melissa, JD's wife, and Miller's here, and Jason's here, JD's boys. It was just really special. Ty came to Victory Lane. I talked to Heather Gibbs on the phone, on Coach's phone. So, yeah, just it's special. It means a lot to me to be able to do that for the Gibbs family and for Joe Gibbs Racing. Coach talks all the time about winning with people. You win with people. And so tonight was just that, right? It was about honoring the people at Joe Gibbs Racing that made this happen, and I was lucky enough to be a part of it.
Go to Dustin.
Dustin Lombino, J-Ski. Eric, I know you said this is like your career highlight, and this deal came together rather late, 3 weeks before Daytona, but could this be like a mic drop sort of moment for you?
Potentially, yeah. I mean, I left here last year not knowing what to expect, and I'm leaving here again not knowing what to expect. I've learned over the last few years, probably the last 4 years, because don't forget, I announced I was going to retire and then didn't retire. Yeah. So Mark Martin did it too, and Jimmy Johnson too. So yeah, I don't know. I've learned to just let God lead and I'll follow. I tried for so much of my life and of my career to white knuckle it and steer the ship. And it's been really fun for me the last couple of years to just let God steer the ship, and I'm just along for the ride.
Go over here to Wolfgang.
Wolfgang Munzer from Germany, Rennsport Press Agency. First of all, congratulations, Eric. You drove for great teams. Maybe it's one of the best one right now with Joe Gibbs. And I think you have first-hand insight how a successful team has to be run. You just mentioned a minute ago the word retirement. In the future, is this maybe your option to become a team owner by yourself?
No, I need a couple more commas in my bank account. Yeah, no, that is out. I don't even want to own a go-kart team. Ask Alex. I'll buy him all the bats and cleats he wants. I have no desire to be a team owner. It's you know, the saying is, if you want to make a small fortune in racing, start with a big one. So, yeah, you find the sponsor. We'll do it. You put up half. Yeah.
Anything else for Eric? Okay, we'll take two more. Over here, and then over here.
I'm Chopper Motorsports Today. First off, congrats, Eric.
Thank you.
So talking about family and emphasizing that, especially with Joe Gibbs, I just am observing right here, how does it feel to have your family and your kids with you on stage? How much of a full circle moment is that?
It's amazing. Never gets old. Celebrating with my family. And, you know, every dad wants their kids to look up to them like a superhero, right? And it's pretty easy when they're 3, 4, 5. It gets really hard when they're this age, right? They get a lot smarter. They know everything. They have their own friend group. Dad becomes not very cool. But in moments like these, dad is still cool, right? And I love it. It is awesome to be able to share these moments with my family, because this is what it's all about for me. I stepped away from full-time racing because I was fearful that I was making way, way too many sacrifices with my family to focus on chasing my dreams and my career. And I wanted my kids to know that they're more important to me than trophies or my career or chasing more money or any of those things. And that's why I decided to walk away. So to have the opportunity to do both is incredible.
And we'll wrap over here.
Zach Moore from the Bond. Eric, when you stopped racing Cup, I'm not sure how you felt like this, but maybe some people may have thought you were more of a mid-tier Cup guy. You weren't having much success near the end. When you joined Jugos Racing, was there ever a thought about, hey, this is a chance for me to kind of revive the way some people may look at me, because the success you've had in the Xfinity Series, winning a lot of races, maybe has made you, people maybe look at you as a better race car driver than what you were. What you would look like if you just retired from Cup?
Yeah. God knew exactly what he was doing. Because if he would have allowed me to have this kind of success early on in my career, I probably would have been a lot different person. I would have had a lot more pride and ego and probably had a lot bigger head and thought way more highly of myself. God kept me very humble throughout my entire career. I was a journeyman racer. I won here and there and performed at a high level here and there, but not at the level that I wanted to, right? I wanted to win multiple races a year, win championships. I wanted to do all those things. But in life, you don't always get what you want. And sometimes unanswered prayers are the best prayers. And for me, I'm able to look back on my life and on my career now and be grateful that I'm right where God wants me. I wanted to be in the best equipment. I wanted to win races, and I believed in my heart that I could. I just never had the right opportunity, was never surrounded with just the right people and the right place and the right time. It's so much about timing. And that didn't happen for me. And I am totally at peace with that. I've been blessed beyond my wildest imagination. I've achieved way more than I ever thought I would achieve, right? When I was racing late models and go-karts in Florida and all over the Southeast, I never thought I'd be a NASCAR driver. I had hopes, but never thought I would actually become that. There's thousands of kids that race all over the country that want to be a professional race car driver. Only 40 were going to roll off tomorrow and be a NASCAR Cup driver, right? Only 40. So the odds are not really in your favor to be a NASCAR Cup driver, let alone the best, right? There's only so many Jimmy Johnsons and Jeff Gordons. There's only so many Dale Earnhardts and Kyle Larsons and Richard Petty's. And I was not one of those. And I am totally fine with that. I'm Eric Almirola, and I'm exactly who God wants me to be.
Well, Eric, congratulations to you and the entire 19 team.
Yeah, thank you, guys. It's been awesome.